We didn't often go into the town itself because on our way to school we would go past the park entrance. I remember going past the park entrance and playing hide and seek behind the trees that used to line the road. And I remember we used to walk past the Peace Memorial Hospital area by the library, and we used to find it quite a joke to look at the statues of the men from the war there, the memorial, because they had no clothes on. And we used to find that highly amusing at the age of 10.
And you remember the park gates?
Oh yes, remember them coming down. In fact, we've got a brick. My mother went past when they were demolishing. She said, "Can I have a brick as a souvenir, please?" So we've got a brick from the park gates. So if they ever wanted to rebuild them, they'd be a brick short. I mean, it was criminal that they pulled those down. They've made it dual carriageway, but in fact it didn't widen all that much.
I can remember the bandstand with a hedge round it. I can't actually remember listening to any concerts. I can remember big deck chairs there. I used to ride my tricycle to the bandstand, and that was about the limit of the distance. The Cha Cha Cafe that now is, in the grounds there was a day nursery in huts. That was a sort of post-war thing, and they took that down, I think, when the Queen Mother came to Watford to review the Anglian regiments, which was granted freedom of the borough of Watford, but that was at a later date, 1960s.
Cha 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 has always been there, but it was a little crash for, I don't know whether they were babies or toddlers, and it caught fire and burnt down some years ago, but that's always been there as, you know, for some use for some of something. We used to go down the park to watch the barges. The barges used to be really very common and frequent, back and forth going through the lock. Well, because they used to carry coal at one time. I don't know latterly whether it was still coal or quite what they were carrying, but they used to be quite common.
Carnival was at Whitsun. On a Saturday there would be motorcycle races in the park, and then on the Monday the carnival came from the Harebrakes estate down the St Albans Road, Caterbury Park Avenue, into the park, and you'll follow it in, and there'd be a horse show with the show jumping events, and there'd be marquees with various shows in them. Of course, you paid to go into the fair. That was in aid of the Old People's Welfare Association. Well, there'd be the Carnival Queen. There'd be Carnival Queens, as far as I can remember, from seaside towns. I think they thought that would attract more people to the carnival. Various local organisations, youth organisations, marching band probably. Then at the rear of the fair you'd get all the local tradesmen's highly polished vehicles and one or two horse-drawn carriages. They'd be left to the back so they didn't hold the rest of the parade up. And of course the inevitable dust cart.